In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of today, we hear this question from one of the Pharisees asking the Lord and saying to him, Lord, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And this question is the main question that every religion is trying to bring an answer for. And we have seen this question many times, maybe in different wording. Like, for example, the one who came to the Lord and asked him, this young man, told him, what should I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And the question about salvation, what should I do in order to be saved? So, all of our spiritual path, we are longing for this salvation. What we are trying to do is, through the Bible, we have an answer for this question, what shall we do to inherit the eternal life? And defining salvation, or the way to inherit the kingdom, based on one verse in the Bible, is something which is very serious, because this might mislead us. And we will explain what do I mean by this. St. Paul states in his epistle to Timothy that if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. So what are the rules that we should be following in order that we inherit the kingdom, we have eternal life, and we got saved? The first answer for this question, we hear it in the book of Acts, when St. Peter was preaching the word of truth to the multitude, when he said, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So the first answer is that we have to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, this comes with the same meaning, when St. Paul said to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Here, when St. Paul was saying this to the Philippian jailer, some people quote this and saying that we have to believe only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and then we could be saved. That's why a lot of people are denying everything but faith only in the Lord Jesus Christ and saying that by faith we will be saved. But the way we read the Bible, the way we interpret it says that I should put together all of the statements regarding salvation, all the questions about how should I inherit the kingdom, and then I gather all the answers and this would be the right answer. If we can rely only on one verse in the Bible to define salvation, then actually what is the need for the rest of the Bible? I just can get this out and this is my Bible. I don't want to read anything. This is enough for me. So the first answer for the question of what shall I do to inherit the eternal life, we hear about it in the book of Acts, that we should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and this is the beginning of the way of salvation. The Lord, in the Gospel of St. Mark, before he ascends to heaven, said this to the disciples. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. This means that the Lord himself has added now to the belief the baptism. He did not say that if you believe only, you will be saved. But he added to it, believe and is baptized will be saved. Also, St. Paul in his epistle to his disciple Titus said to him, according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. This washing of regeneration is what we know as baptism. So now, the answer of the question, things are coming together. Firstly, we have to believe. Secondly, we have to be baptized. Today, the Lord himself is answering the question to one of the Pharisees, what should I do to inherit the kingdom? And then the Lord told him, how do you read the law? what Moses says. And the man said to the Lord, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And the Lord confirmed this by saying, you answered right. So the third condition now, in order for us to be saved, to inherit the kingdom, I should love the Lord with all of my heart. We cannot just get this verse and saying that by loving the Lord, I will inherit the kingdom. The Lord himself confirmed this to the man and said to him, you answered right. And deny all of other verses, all what the Bible is trying to communicate to us by the Holy Spirit about the way of salvation. So now the first condition for salvation, inheriting the kingdom, is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Thirdly, you love the Lord with your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And how we should love the Lord? Loving the Lord is nothing which is emotional. Like you say to him, I love you, Lord, I want to follow you, and we say Alleluia, all of these emotional things. The Lord himself answered the question how we should love him. He said that if you love me, you do what? You keep my commandments. Allazi yuhibbani yahfaz wasayai. I cannot say that I love him unless I examine my life according to the Bible, against the commandments. And then I can answer if I am really in loving the Lord or I'm just saying wording which has no meaning. So now we agreed on this because this is the answer that has been brought to us through the Bible. I should believe, I should be baptized, I should love the Lord, and loving the Lord means I keep his commandment. The Lord in the Gospel of St. John was giving us another way to salvation, to complete the picture. He said that whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. This means that if I eat and drink from the body and blood, I have eternal life. Does this mean that this can be done without loving the Lord, without believing in him, without being baptized, without keeping the commandment? Of course not. Because if I come and take and partake of the communion without keeping all of this, I might be unworthy and I would be condemned rather than saved. So here another very important condition for the way to salvation. I should eat from the body and drink from the blood. He said in another verse, unless you eat from the body and you drink from the blood, you have no life in you. I have no life in me, in myself, unless I am eating and drinking from the body and drinking from the blood. I might cry out saying, I believe in the Lord, I love him, I keep his commandment. But then I say that I do not believe that this is the body. I do not believe that this is the blood. I do not even care to eat from it. Then I have no life in me, in myself. Here the fifth condition for the question, how I inherit the kingdom, I should eat and drink from the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another answer that was brought to the same question, how I should inherit the kingdom, the Lord said, for whoever desires to save his life, what we should be doing, our Lord, will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And in another place in the Gospel of St. Luke, he was explaining what is the meaning of losing life. He said that, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. So here, an answer to the same question. In order that I save myself, I should lose my life. And losing my life means that I go through the narrow gate. I am willingly to submit my life in the hands of the Lord and go after his commandment, even if this is going to make me to strive against what I want to do or would like to do. The seventh condition answer for this question about how I ensure the kingdom, Saint Paul is answering in his epistle to the Romans. He said, "For we were saved in this hope." لأننا بالرجاء خلصنا. I cannot say that I only will be saved through hope. No, but hope is important, essential, in order for us to be saved. We should have hope in Him, that He will accept me whenever I come back to Him repenting. He will always be there whenever I am considering to come to Him. And again, the last answer for this question was by the Lord Himself in the Gospel of St. Matthew, when He said, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." I should keep this in my heart, in my life, till the end. It may be a very joyful day when we come to the church. I confessed my sins. I am keeping an eye on my life. And I came and I took the body and the blood and I'm reconciled with everybody. But if I could not keep this to the end, I will not be saved. He who endures to the end shall be saved. So today the question about how I should inherit the eternal life, we hear one answer in the gospel of today. You love the Lord with all your heart. But in order that we define the way to salvation, we have to bring all the verses related to salvation all together so we have a better insight to the meaning or the understanding to the answer of this question. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.